Okay, so we're on Daf Chet today. So if you remember yesterday, we quoted a halacha from Rav Gittel in the name of Rav about a Taman Chacham is Menad of Asmo, Mefer of Asmo. A Taman Chacham can put himself in Nidui and can release himself from Nidui. And we discussed why he would do that. And like he says that like Mar Zutra Chasida, when somebody would be Chayev, you know, in Shamta, like in Nidui, or he would put himself first in Nidui and then the other person. And we said that either it's a reminder for him to lift the Nidui, or it's a type of kapara. Or then we had a Hasidic piece that, you know, that like the Baal Shem Tov says, if you see an Avera in somebody, it's just seeming that you have that Avera as well. It's more Hasidic. All right, now we're going to do more statements from Rav Gittel in the name of Rav.
The Avera that he saw was he saw them being Mavaza, the Michal Zlotcheva, the Faheshia. They would be Mavaza, Talmud Chochm, the Faheshia, and he didn't say anything.
Well,
and because of that, he saw somebody be Michal Shabbos.
All right. The way I saw this was about the Baal Shem Tov himself, that he saw somebody be Michal Shabbos, and he couldn't understand what Avera he had, and then.
But the problem was that he saw that the Avera of Michal Shabbos was okay.
The Zohar says that a Taman Chacham is like Shabbos. The Taman Chacham is like Shabbos. So he figured that he had seen a Taman Chacham who was being, you know, like degraded, and he didn't say anything. Okay, but all right, let me go on to the Gemara. Okay, we'll pause in a few minutes for some points. Okay, now, so the Gemara says, "Va'amar Rav Gittel Amar Rav." The top line on Sedamad Aleph, "Minayin Shnishban Lekayim Et Mitzvah." Where do I know that a person can take a shua to fulfill a mitzvah? Shenemar Nishbati Va'Kayema Lishvor Mishpateis Kecha. That quotes pasuk in Tehillim. That David Melech says, I took a shua and I fulfilled it to observe your laws. So we think right now, in the Hava Mina, that he's taking the shua and that the shua is chal on the mitzvah. That's the way things are going. So he takes a shua to perform a mitzvah and the shua is chal. So the Gemara says, V'lo mushba v'ome mihar sinaihu. How could the shua be chal? He's already took a shuah to Har Sinai. In other words, Chazal teach us that everybody took a shuah to Har Sinai to observe the mitzvos, so a shuah can't be chal on a shuah. So what is he doing by taking another shuah? He says, Elo hakamash balan. So what he's teaching me, the Shari Le'inish is a ruze nafshe, that a person is allowed to take shuah to, like, motivate himself to do the mitzvah. You know what? I'm sorry to bother you, Yosef. I need Yoradei Echelek Gimel. It's the one where the binding is coming out of it, but it's you see it flapping over there. Put it, yeah, right up there. Yeah, that's it. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, good work. Okay, thank you. Now, let's do the round on this, and we'll talk about different shatim, and then I'll open up the floor for discussion, okay? So, we'll take up the round on the second narrow line in the round. Okay, everybody with me? Velo mushba v'omei mihar sinaihu. He says, Ela ha'kamash v'kulim, mistaberli ha'chi perusha. So the round says, do you have a place, Josh, by the way? You see the round? Okay, so the second narrow line, okay? You see it? No, I want you to pick up the Gemara and put your finger where you think it is. Pick it up, let me see. It's close to it, the second narrow line, okay? So it says one line above that. Okay, you got it, okay? It seems to me, it's logical to me, this is the explanation of the Gemara. Initially, we think that Rav Gittel is saying that a shua can take effect on a mitzvah, just like a devar rishut, which is an optional matter. Just like a person could take a shua to eat a loaf of bread, a person could take a shua to observe a mitzvah. And he brings the proof because it says nishpati ba'akayema. David HaMelech says concerning doing mitzvot, I took the shua and I fulfilled it. He says, "Mishum ha'chi parich," and because of that, the Gemara asks, "V'lo mushba va'omeid who?" He says that he's already mushba from Har Sinai. Everybody's considered that they took a shua at Har Sinai. The Hamochichin b'parash shu'chayim batra. The Gemara says, "Masechet shuot." The Hadithiv laharo lahitiv. b'dvar reshut kipra, below b'dvar mitzvah. So the Gemara learns, it says in the Torah that if a person takes teshuva lahara or lahitiv, means like to do bad or to do good. So bad could be like not eating a loaf of bread, doing good, you are eating a loaf of bread, that type of thing. But everything that you take teshuva has to be susceptible to being in both lashono. So with the mitzvah, I can't take a shua that I'm not going to do the mitzvah. That's violating the Torah. So if it can't be that way, it can't be the other way either. So that, now that pasuk though, is talking about the chi of korban. Again, when a person takes a full shua, so if he does a b'shogeg, he has to bring a korban, the special korban the Torah set forth. And b'mezid, he's chayav malchus, because he's violating bal tafel dvarot. So don't make your words profane. We're in Iran around the fifth narrow line, okay, on Sedamad Aleph. He says, or the 10th narrow line, he says, maybe you'll say like this, I have a simple answer. Maybe that pasuk is talking about the chayvut to bring korban. In Achinami, so the mitzvahs are not involved with the obligation to bring korban. About Baal Yachel, Ika, filled with Dvar Mitzvah. But the Ran says, maybe Baal Yachel, that'll even, in other words, Baal Yachel, if a person b'mezid, he violates it. He violates by Yachel. Maybe by Yachel, that could be chal. That's even chal on a mitzvah. So that's one possibility. So it could be, in other words, we said that how can you take shuas on a mitzvah, not chal on a mitzvah. So the Ran wants to say, maybe it's chal for by Yachel, not for the Chiv Korban. He says, in Kain, my nishbati ba kayema. So then why would Rav Gilal quote the Pasuk, Nishbati Ba'kayema, Pasuk in Tehillim, that I, David HaMelech, took a shua in concerning the mitzvot, and I filled it, Hafi Habalei LeMeimar. This is what he should say instead. Didn't he dem eat a mitzvah mi korban, even though mitzvah is off the table in terms of bringing a korban, if one doesn't fulfill it, lo mi eatem mi bal yachel. It's not out from bal yachel, to the chazina hatam berek shu v'chtayim batra. The motilate the bala v'hein, Inami b'lahaba, the meat to me korban mi laroleti, below meat to me malkot. Ulahalot sarekro, he says, imkain my ka'amar, shinimor shbati ba'kayema. So why would he, the point is, why are we saying shbati ba'kayema? Uma tartsinan, elahak mashbalan, the sharl is a ruze nafshe, that what he's teaching me, now again, the sheet of the Ran, is, most Rishonim hold that you're not chayav for bal yachel, even b'mezid by a mitzvah. Most Rishonim hold, you're not chayav korban, you're not chayav malkot. The Ran holds, in Achinami, you could be chayav malkot, if b'mezid, even by a mitzvah. But if that was Rav Gittel's intent, the Ran says, then he should spell it out. He shouldn't be saying, the quote is pasuk nishbati b'kayema. So he says, elahak mashbalan, let's focus. He says, around eight lines above where it gets wide. Elahak mashbalan, desharli is the ruzei kenafshe, that the Torah, that the Pasuk is teaching me, and Rav Gittel is teaching me, that a person is allowed to motivate himself by taking a shvut of fulfill mitzvah. Kolomar, bada lo b'streich, haikra lomar, shichal l'gabi b'yachel. I don't need the Pasuk, nishbati b'kayema, to teach me that the shvut is chal l'gabi b'yachel, which the Ran holds it is. He says, v'haki kamar, minayin shadavar hagunuhu li shavar l'kayema de mitzvah. He says, where do I know that it's appropriate, a good thing, to take a shvut that you're going to fulfill the mitzvah? And even from people who stay away from taking shuas, which is good, this they'll take a shua for. Okay, that's one derech. Now, let's pause for a second. Now, again, so I said, most Rishonim hold, though, that that it's not chal at all. It's not chal at all. So, again, so if it's not chal, in other words, if it's not chal at all, so how is it the Zeruze Nafshe? In other words, he's saying, the Ran is saying that there is some Chalos Ashua by a mitzvah. And the Chalos Ashua is the Gabi by Yachel. So a person should do it, the Zeruze Nafshe. But most Rishonim hold, there's no application of the Shua by mitzvahs. So then what's the purpose? What does it mean, the Zeruze Nafshe? How is it Mizaris him that he takes the Shua? Well, in other words, the Shua is a Chal. So what does it do? So I'll tell you, this is what Rav Leibowitz was saying. He was quoting from the Ramban. The Ramban says that you mention the Shem Hashem when you take the Shua. So he says, when you say the Shem Hashem, that like gets you sort of like, you know, motivated. Like you hear the Shem Hashem, you do it that way. Then he quoted the Tosos Rid. Tosos Rid says, sort of working off of that, that if he doesn't fulfill the Shua, even though it's not chal at all. But if he doesn't fulfill it, it's like they're saying Moshe Shem Hashem Labatala. They're saying Shem Hashem Labatala. So that would be the Zivruzei Nafshe. Okay, now, one second. Okay, one second. Okay, now, let me just do a few lines, then I'll pause for a minute and we'll open up the floor. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, I told you the wrong one. I need the Chelek Gimel of Yoredeya. Okay, thank you. It's volume 6, I think. Aren't there three halakim for your day? Yeah. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. So this is the first siman in Hilchot Nedarim, which is siman Reish Gimel. So first the Mechaber says, Al ti ragil ben Nedarim. Person should not be accustomed to saying Nedarim, to making oaths. Anybody who takes and makes a neder, even though he fulfills it, he's called a Rasha and a sinner. And that's a Gemara later on. And Rabbi Paka was saying, because you're opening yourself up to possibly not doing it. And then he talks about other dinim. But let's cut to the chase over here. He says, One second. All right. This relates a little bit to the next halakha we're going to do, but he has the language I'm looking at the end. He says, Ha'omer eshne perikzeh. The person says, I'm going to learn this chapter. It could be like a chapter in the Rambam or Mishnayot. He's afraid that he's going to come lackadaisical with it. He could make a neder to motivate himself. And the term neder, we'll see, isn't so appropriate here because it's more of a shua when you could learn something. He says, or he's afraid his Yetzahara is going to overcome him and he'll transgress one of the mitzvot. Lota sell a negative command, or you're showing him is going to say, he says, or he'll fall off from doing this essay. He says, mitzvah li shvavel endure, it's a raise that's low. So the Makabri says there, even though normally you shouldn't do it, here he says the mitzvah to make a shvuah, you're going to do it to be mizaris yourself. All right, now, who's in questions, comments, thoughts, and anything I said so far? What's up, Josh? Kal means that it takes effect. Okay. The Shari Leila Inish person is permitted to do it, and you wanted to say here what? You wanted to say, wait, it says mitzvah li shabal. Okay, let's take a look. One second. Yeah, well, I want to say the Shah has this language. He says it's the Shari Leila Ruzei Nafshei. So I don't know about the mitzvah li shabal. Who said it also? Let's sit around. He says. Yes, he says four lines above where it gets wide. Nine should the bar hagun, it's appropriate to do it. All right, so I assume he's saying that's the way they understand Shari. Shari lane is permissible, but the way they're understanding it, like it's like more appropriate to do it. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay.
Rabbi, yeah. Quick question. I didn't hear the entire thing, but don't they say a person who does make a neder and does fulfill it is as if he brought a sacrifice and a mizbeach?
Right, that's correct. Yeah, I didn't read that halacha in the Mechaber, but the 100% correct. And I think it's going to come up in the, that's the Gimel. He says, now this is on Nedarim Daf Chafei. So today is Daf Chet. So it's Daf Yomi, around 2 weeks from now. And I think the halacha you're referring to is a neder ki lebone bama b'shat isur bamot. If a person makes a neder, it's like you're building a bama, an altar, when bamot are not permissible. But makaimel ki lehikriva lekorban shetovi yoter sheyishal nidro. All right, but anyway, in other words, he's saying like doing it is still like building a bama. In other words, the act of making neder is wrong, and then when you fulfill it, so you bring a korban, but it'd be better to be shoel on nidro. He says. Better he should, ask and have the netter like released or revoked. And then he says, Vani Milib Shar Nidar, well, Nidre Hekdesh Mitzvah Kaiman, Lucholi Hanelami Dokak. But if Nidre Hekdesh, that you should try to avoid it, doing Hataras Nidarim with that. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Daniel, are you coming in tonight or you're strictly Zoom?
Maybe a little bit later, not right now.
Okay, don't forget to mute yourself. What's going on? Now, All right, line 5 in the Gemara in Chedam and Aleph. The Amar Rav Gidol Marav, Ha'omer Ashim Be'eshne Perikzeh. If a person says, I'm going to get up early and I'm going to study this Perik, so you could say, that, and this is the way Rav Leibowitz was saying it, he said either Perik could mean like a chapter, or Perik could be a period of time, like he's saying, I'm going to get up and study from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. He says, Eshne Mesekta Zu. Yeah, that sounds more like the Perik relates to the same thing, but I don't know. He says, or I'm going to study this Mesekta, Neder Gadol Nadar L'Elokei Yisrael. So he made a big neder, and was just saying that you're going to do this constitutes the neder. And he made a significant neder to the God of Israel. So now the Gemara asks, V'lo Mushba V'omeid Mehar Sinai, who I think the Bach adds, V'in Shruah Chal Shruah. So, but he's Mushba V'omeid, Shruah is not Chal on Shruah, my Kamash Malan. So what is Rav Gidol and Rav teaching me? That feels in Yerushalayim Ba'alma, maybe he's teaching me that I could do it, take the neder to motivate myself, but that would be the same as the first statement of Rav Gidol. So Rav Gidol has two statements, today we began with the second, now the third, but the idea is, we have the statement on the bottom line on Zayin Amud Beis, the top line of Chedem and Aleph, that Nishbain L'Kaima Mitzvah, and then he makes a statement that if Omer Efne Be'eshne, or Ashkim Be'eshne, that's a Neder Gadol. So if it's just the Ziruzi Na'afshay, I know that first halacha. So Hakamash Malan, so what he's teaching me is, Kaman Dibai Patr Na'afshay Be'Kriyat Shema Shachri Be'arvid, Mishum Hachi Chayel Shu'alei. He wants to say that a person could exempt himself with reading Shema in the morning and the evening, and therefore the Shua is indeed Chal in this case. In other words, he's saying something different in this case. If a person says, I'm going to study this Masechta, so he's saying, since on a deraisa level, he could fulfill the mitzvah by just reciting Shema. We'll talk in a minute. So Mamela, the Shua is Chal. The Shua is Chal, because it's like cutting new ground. All right, we'll see a little Ron, then we'll talk more, okay? So let's take a look at the Ron on the last narrow line, and we'll see where we go. Lo mushva ba'omei mehar sinahu, kolomar, ba'adai afagav the ka'amar, neder gadol Shua ka'amar. So it's a Shua, not a neder. Da'amar behedi b'shua eshne perek zeshrei, Nether, kiven shuhu mitzar chefzanafshe leitim liolam. Okay, fine. So he wants to say it's a shua, right? Okay. Now the next run, he says, hakamash malan the kiven di by pater nafshe b'kulein. Under line 6, mistaberli lav dafka debahachi miftar. He says it doesn't mean literally that you could pater yourself that you've done your obligation by saying kriyshma. Trecheav kol damlo tamid yom balayla kfi koko. A person is obligated to study day and night according to his abilities. So he can't say, like everybody can't say, well, I davened this morning, I'm talking about it, I'm finished. He says, V'amina perakam and kedushin, tan rabbanan mishinan tam, shu divrei Torah mechudad in b'ficha, that the Gemara has a drash of mishinan tam lebanecha, shu teach them to your sons. But the Gemara understands, like, l'shanei means to be sharp. So shinan tam needs to be shown as to learn. But it says, v'shinan, like, I guess we say, it's a double nun. As the Vishini Tam Lebnecha would be like teach your children. Vishinan Tam, so it's like sharp. Shudibri Torah Mechudin Mefichla. Where's Torah should be sharp in your mouth? Shemishal Chadav Dabar Shlotu Gamgame Betomer Lebekulei. So when he asks you, you know right away. It means the obligation to study Torah is very extensive. So Ukriyat Shema Shachar Ba'arbit Lo Sagi Lahati. That's not enough. Elamikan Nirli Raya, Lamash Safiper Shuach Dayim Batra. The Chomini Da Atmid Rasha, Afapishum in a Torah. Came into later Meforish Mikra Behedya Shua Chalala. So he says, he makes an important chilak. He says that even if you have a mitzvah in a Torah, but if the mitzvah is only derived from a drasha, then the shua could be chal on it. In other words, right. So if the mitzvah is spelled out in the Torah, then the shua can't be chal on it. But if it's something that the chachamim teaches from the drasha, so the only thing that's spelled out in the Torah is you have to say shema in the morning, and the evening. And then it's that we don't know how much you have to do, but Chazal teaches you have to do much more. So I got to know extensively, but that's a drasha that Chazal had. Because means you should teach your sons. So Mela, the shul could be found. He says v'hacha hachi kaimrinan. Kevan, we're in the rock. Kevan di bay patra nafshi ma'idati b'kra behedya nayin b'shachar kumech b'kis shachar ba'arbit. Since a person could fulfill like the literal pasuk by reciting Shema. So therefore, when he says that I'm going to study this Masechta, so then you're in full with it. So I think one thing that Rabbi Leibowitz was talking about, he was quoting from the Ptikha Kolelet, the Prima Gadim, and he was saying that, you know, like people tend to think the chiluk like Gerais at Rabbanan, but there's more chiluk. And then he's saying, of course, you could have also mitzvahs midivrei Kabbalah, like from the Psukim in the Nach, you could have a mitzvah. But then even in Gerais at Rabbanan, there are gradations. And there's gradations when sometimes when the mitzvah is written explicitly or it's derived from a drash of Chazal, there are different nafkaminas. And he was saying, he was quoting from the Taz that says that if it's a mitzvah that's only derived from a drasha, only but it is derived from a drasha, there the chamim have a koach to say, don't do it. In other words, the chamim have a koach to say, don't do it. All right. Now, one second.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, wait. Give me 30 seconds and I'll be with you, okay? One second. There's something else here. One second. Okay. Now, yeah. So he has another explanation here. He quotes in the art scroll. This is the end of footnote 9. He says that it doesn't require you to study any particular chapter on any given day. So that you can study any chapter. So you can, like in the Seishma is like an example of a chapter, but it's saying that's a different shot. In other words, in Ekonomi, I have a big message to do A to Z, but it doesn't say any particular day I have to do A, B, C, D, or Z. So therefore, the Shavuot can be Chal. Anyway, the bottom line is that when a person says he's gonna study, so then that's binding, he says. Okay, what's up, Fern? What do you got? Fern, I can't hear a word you're saying. You gotta mute yourself.
After you say the Birkot HaTorah in the morning, Lasok B'Divrei Torah, you're specifically not saying Shema. You go into Elu Dvarim and
Right.
So what's the role of each in either? In other words, why would you choose?
Okay. So it means like this. Like when you say the Birkot HaTorah in the morning, so we want to have some psukim, which we have, Yibarech Hashem Yishmerecha. Then we want to have some Torah Shebaal Peh, which we have. That's Elul Dvarim Shelem Shiur. But that's the bracha is chal on something. That's why we have it. And when the Gemara said here Kriyat Shema, again, it means that's the only thing that's explicitly mentioned in the Torah, that you have to read the Torah and lead a Kriyat Shema in the morning and evening. But Chazal Darsh now, you have to do much, much more than that. But the Shvua could be chal on the other things. Or Kriyat Shema is an example of one narrow area. In other words, there's no direction what specifically I have to say on any one given day. So that's where the Shvua could be chal on that also. Is that okay? Okay. All right. Now, what's up?
So,
when
you think that first call, something that, for example, that the Shua is
effective.
As opposed to
it looks like this: if a person makes a Shua that he's going to put on tefillin today, so then he's obligated to put on tefillin today. The Shua is not chal. But if he makes a Shua, and here it's saying, even making the statement that I'm going to learn X today, then that becomes a Shua, and he becomes bound with that. Because it's not explicitly in the Torah. Okay, let me read a little bit of this, and then we'll go on. Now, you know, I tell you, it's nice you're going slowly, but I see even with the slowly, I'm running out of time. Okay, the only reason I could do it is because there's so fewer lines in the Gemara. That's why I have more time. Right, okay. Now, I don't know every Ron, but we're doing more. Okay. Now he quotes the Rav Gittel statement, and the Gemara asks why the oath takes effect in studying Torah daily is a mitzvah, as Pasuk says by Kitabo Yomam Valayla in Yoshua. So the Rav Shashi asks why such an oath is called Shvul Kaim in a mitzvah. After all, when fulfilling the mitzvah of Talmud Torah by studying any Torah topic, is not compelled to study a particular chapter. Look, that we got. An oath to study a particular chapter should be considered a shvua al dibri rishon. It should be obvious that it's chal. So the Dibros Moshe explains that a person does not only have an obligation to study Torah, he's obligated to know the entire Torah, as the Gemara in Kiddushin derives from the Pasuk V'shinan Talmud Vanecha, Shdibrei Torah Mukuna B'Ficha. He says, easily answer any topic. Also, Reish Lakish says, from Hishamar L'chaf Tzvachar HaDvarim, that therefore you have to constantly study and review. So Moshe thus explains that a person is really obligated to know the entire Torah and review it daily so he doesn't forget it. Typically, one is not blamed for failure to complete the entire Torah daily because one is excused on grounds that he is an onus, unavoidably prevented. It's impossible for an ordinary person to study so much in one day. Nevertheless, the Gemara considers an oath to study a particular chapter, a shvul l'kayim in a mitzvah, since optimally a person is obligated to complete the entire Torah daily, so that he should constantly be versed in the entire Torah. The Gemara concludes, explained by the Ran, that such an oath is not considered shvul l'kayim in a mitzvah, since the mitzvah shinan tam is not explicit in the Torah. An oath cannot take effect. Okay, I think we've covered this point. Now, let me see what else. So the Ran says it can take effect. Right. Now, all right, now he has another piece here. One second. Okay. He quotes here. Okay, there once was a man who spent the time he set aside each day to learn by participating in the Daf Yomi Shir. He later developed an interest in joining a group of people who were studying halacha with an accomplished halachic authority. The question arose whether his original commitment to study Daf Yomi is considered like a vow, which would necessitate nullifying the vow before he switches from Daf Yomi to halacha, or is not considered a vow, and is free to switch without hesitation. The Yechav Adas, it's Rav Avadia, began his analysis of the question with our Gemara. The Gemara states, if a person declares, I'll rise and learn this chapter, or this Masechta, he's made a great vow. Commentators explain that despite the fact that he did not use language characteristic of a vow, nevertheless, since he committed to do a mitzvah, there's a binding vow, and if he does not fulfill that vow, he transgresses the prohibition against profaning his words. Consequently, one could assert that even though this person never verbally expressed a formal commitment to study Daf Yomi, his conduct should constitute a binding vow to continue that practice. In other words, the way this argument would go, that if he did it three times, so it's best to say that I'm believing that it would be the best way. So after citing additional reasons why he should not be permitted to switch urine without having his vow nullified, the Chabad cites sources that write that when one has only a limited amount of time to learn, the time should be spent pursuing the study of practical halacha rather than the study of Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. Therefore, because if you only have a limited time, halacha ma'aseh is the most important thing. Therefore, preference should be given to study halacha rather than the study of Gemara, since Gemara itself, Baba Batra and Kuflamid, declares that one should not derive halacha conclusions from the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah cites these opinions and writes that professionals who only learn 3 or 4 hours a day should make sure to study halacha and not limit themselves to studying only Gemara. I think one of the notes they came to Shulchan Aruch says that as well. Therefore, ideally, one should try to study both Daf Yomi and halacha, but in the event that it is not possible to study both, it is acceptable for this person to switch from Daf Yomi to study halacha, since it's considered a higher level learning, Malin Bakodesh, and is not necessary to have his vow annulled. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on, and then we'll be on. Okay. Let's go further. Now we're around midway down the column on Chedam and Aleph. So Amar Rav Gidol Rav, another halacha Rav Gidol in the name of Rav, Ha'omer Lechaveiro, if Reuven says to Shimon, Nashkim Menishneh Perek Zeh, let's get up tomorrow morning and we'll study this daf in Masechet Nedarim. Alav Lashkim. So the one who said, let's get up early and do it, he should be the one like to get going and doing it. Shinemar by Yomer Eli. Now this is Pasuk in Yechezkel, where Yechezkel is relating what Hashem said to him. By Yomer Eli, Kaddish Baruch Hu said to me, Kum Seil HaBika, like get up and go to this valley, Shama Deber Otach, and there I'll speak with you. By Seil HaBika, B'nei Shem Kvod HaShem Omeid. And when I got there, Hashem Kivyachu was there already. It means Hashem said, let's do it. And then Hashem was already there waiting for me. That's the idea. Okay, so now let's take a look. One second. Let's look in the Ran, 6 lines from the bottom. Alav Lashkim, Mistabrali, the Hachi Kamor. So the Ran says, 6 lines from the bottom of the Ran. Kaman Shamar Nashkim, let's get up early. Hari Kibel Avshehuma Orer Badabar. He says, let's get up and do it. So he's accepting upon himself that he's going to be the mover and shaker. Kishem Shuhuma Orer Me'ashim. Just like, is his idea now? So he's going to be there early tomorrow. The Tarti Kamashbalan, it teaches me 2 alako. Chada, the Kabbalah Ba'amal Dvar Mitzvah Mahanya. It's effective, just he says, like, we're going to do it. He says, the Mai Demin Hakalo is Kir Lo Neder Belo Shua, Bafilo Haki Bidigur Ba'amal Sagi. Just his statement alone. Just like a statement that you're going to give to Tzedakah, same way. That's one. And secondly, that he should be, so first that he's bound by it. If he's saying he's going to do a mitzvah, that has like the koach of a shvua. That's what he's saying. And secondly, once he was his idea, he should be there first on the place. All right, let me do another 2 lines of Gemara, then I'll open up the floor for discussion. Okay, back in the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom. So Amar Rav Yosef, now we're shifting over to Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef, Nidu Bachalom. Now we're going back to Nidui. We were speaking about Nidui yesterday. The person, Reuven, has a dream. And in the dream, Reuven sees he's being excommunicated. Sarech Asra Ben Adam L'Hatir Lo. He requires 10 people to be matir, in other words, 10 humans alive now during the day, to be matir this. V'hu d'tanu hilchata, provided that the 10 people, now there's different ways of learning this. Tanu hilchata, either they study Gemara, abal matnu lo, but if they only study Mishnah or not, below tanu, abal matnu, below tanu lo, v'ileka d'tanu hilchata, and if you can't find any people who study Gemara, afilu matnu below tanu, then take what you can, even the people who study Mishnayot. V'ileka, and if you don't have even that, lazy of a late of a parsha drachim, he should sit by the crossroads. B'yayif shlam alil be'asara. He should say hello to 10 people. Ad mekali le'asara degamri hilchata. Till eventually he can get 10 people. So the idea is, we were believe what you're saying. Like, in other words, if I'm doing it, I'm saying hello to people. That's like I'm not nidui because I'm saying shalom aleichem to them. They're saying shalom aleichem to me. But till he gets 10 people, and then they'll lift it. Okay. Now let's look at the round again. Four lines at the bottom. So four lines in the bottom. In other words, the fact that he saw this in the dream, that could be like through the shlichus of Hashem, he's seeing it done. So I need 10 people to be matured, and when 10 people gather, the Shekhinah is there. So in other words, if the Shekhinah is the one who's placing me in the Nidui, I need the Shekhinah here when I'm being released from the Nidui. Behu d'matnu hilchata. Now the Ran has different girsa here. We have behu d'tanu hilchata, right? He says so. D'tanu hilchata. So he says, but the Ran has different behu d'matnu hilchata. Shlomor d'matnu la'achirim. So based on this girsa, the Ran wants to say it's people who teach other people. Aval tanu l'chod lo. But if they're just learning other or not, lo chashivi kulihai. The ikad garsi d'tanu hilchata kolom gemara. So according to the first way, whether Datanu or Damatnu or the Zalbazach, and this is a learning, but one is teaching, one is studying. Second way, our Girsa is Tanu Hilchata Klomer Gemara. He says, Aval Matnu Klomer Mishnah Belchudlo, V'yayiv Shlama Lebeyasara, Umitosha Shiglo Shalom, Yagino Laban Yisurim. They'll answer him Shalom, and that will protect him from bad things happening to him. This sounds a little differently than the way Adabakali Asara Bakule. That sounds a little different than the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying. Okay, now, there's more to explain, but I see I'm running out of time. Okay, who's your questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? So again, so the way our Girsa is that he's learning Gemara, that they want it. But the way the Ran has is somebody who's teacher. But if I can't get the teacher, I'll get somebody who just studies. And those teachings on a higher level. What's up, Josh? It means to lift it, to annul it, you know. Okay? All right.
Right. Rabbi, in terms of needing 10 people, we were told that the reason that we do Hatarat Nedarim in 10 is exactly for this reason of a Nidui in a Chalom. Other than that, three is sufficient.
Wait, we don't do Hatarat Nedarim with 10. Maybe the Spartan people. We don't.
So we do, and the reason, we can do it with three also, but let's say before Rosh Hashanah, we are more likely to try to have 10. The reason is because of a Nidui in a Chalom. This is exactly the reason.
Okay, that's a horror. Okay, now if we have a chance, I'll talk. This is another Gemara that seems to say that, when do you have to be concerned about dreams and when don't you have to be concerned about dreams? And, or like, for this Gemara in Sanhedrin, it sounds like you don't have to be concerned about the dreams. So if we have time, we'll go over, but I got to keep moving now at this point. So now...
Didn't we have in Tanis that you do have to be concerned about dreams?
So right, so that's also things over there. But remember, the Gemara said, "Yafet tanit l'chalom keish lana oret," that a tanis is good for a dream, like fire, like the chaff. All right, we'll see. But it's not such a simple sugya. Okay, but if we have a chance, we'll do it. Otherwise, we got to go on. Yeah. All right. That's also again. If we let me do a little bit more, and then if I have a chance, we'll go over it. Okay. So now the first wide line on Chedam and Aleph. Amalei Ravina the Rabashi. Yadaman Shamte Mahu Delishrelai. Let's say the person, he had the dream that somebody, in the dream, he saw somebody put him in excommunication, but he recognizes the person. He saw, Aaron put him in Nidui. Can he go to, he knows Aaron. So can Aaron be Matir the Nidui? In other words, in the dream, he sees Aaron putting him into Nidui. Can he go the next day to Aaron and say, do me a favor, lift the Nidui? He says, so if you look at the Ran, two lines from the bottom, Yadaman Shamte Maud Lishrelai, Shere Komi Shemanada Yadalahatir, Yamina Perikme Lamakalachim, Zilagabe Lishrelach. Anybody who invokes the Nidui can lift the Nidui. So if I see in the dream that Aaron put the knee to it, can I go to the Aaron in life and ask him to lift it? So the Gemara says, three lines at the bottom. Amalei l'shamutei shavi shaliyat. It could mean that to put you in Nidui, they delegated this Aaron to be shaliyach. L'mishrei leilo shavi shaliyach. They didn't make him a shaliyach to lift it. Let's say, if you look at the Ran, last line, the shamutei l'shavi shaliyach ben ha-shamayim. It was the Ribono Shel Olam made this Aaron a shaliyach. It was the Ribono Shel Olam is really the one who was putting you in Nidui. And Aaron is the shaliyach for it. So the shaliyach was to put you in Nidui. But he's just a shliach, so it's not that he's the mover and shaker with it. So then he can't lift it. Okay, now two lines to the bottom. Amalei Rav Achil Rav Ashi, Shamtei b'sharu le'bchalmei. What if he saw in the dream that he was placed in nidui, and then the nidui he saw in the dream was lifted? Then what's the halakha? So Amalei Shem she'iyav shar lebar below tevin, just like grain always has some straw mixed in it or chaff mixed in it. Turn page. He says, "Kachi if shalach chalom lo dvarim b'talim." So too, every chalom has got dvarim b'talim. In other words, it could be that the nidui is shayach, but the lifting is not. Let's take a look at the. Let's take a look at the Ran here with this. Okay, the top Ran. He says, "Kshem shiyav shalach bar below tevin ki the thiv asher ito chalom v'chulei umalin tevin and abar v'chulei." So is that in the art scroll? This is talking about Pesukim when Yirmiyah. He's talking about Nevi'e Sheker. So Nevi'e Sheker, there are prophecies like straw. And Nevi'e Emes is like grain. Well, it was a real thing. But it mentions the thing, Tevin, bar and Tevin. And he's with the drasha. He's saying like there's always Tevin mixed in with the bar, with the grains. But Sarach Iyun, the Ran says, the top line in the Ran. But Sarach Iyun, B'mishan Idu B'chalomo, Im Sarach L'nahog B'chol Dine Menuda. Now, let's say the Ran is bothered by this. Let's say he saw in his dream that he was placed in Nidui. So does he have to conduct himself or comport himself as if he's in nidui? So it seems to me the Ran says, even though we said he needs a heter for it, in other words, you need to lift it, he says, you can't extrapolate. Let's say he sees in the dream that he made a neder. I wouldn't say he needs hataras neder. Because it could be in Mishmaim they put him in Nidui. Mashen Kilamar came in Eder. Ela Shara'iti, the Rashbazal Betshuva, Shemase Balapanav, it's Richo Heter. He saw an instant before the Rashba that he required him to a Heter. So there's really two issues that he's raising. One is he doesn't answer, does the Menuda have to now comport himself with the Dinim? That's Sarachian. He needs to be Ma'ayan. He doesn't really respond, you know, to that. But the second halacha is, let's say in the dream, he sees that he made a neder. So now, does he need to do hataras nedarim for that? So then he says he thinks not, but the Rosh Bah had a tshuva and he said he does. Okay, let me go. I'm running out of time. Let me run further. I thought I would have so much time tonight. I see, even with the short daf and everything. All right, well, I'm doing the best I can. Now, let's take a look further in the Gemara. Now, all right, now the Gemara says on the second line, okay, Ravina Havala Nidra Lidbitu. Now, or Havalei Nidra Levitu. So Ravina's wife made a neder. Now, the Rush says, or Tosfos, let me see which one. 1 second. Yeah, if you look at the Rush is in the left-hand column, you see on the lower left. He says, the third line, in my Gemara, Havalei Nidra Levitu, Bekim Laha Neder, and either he sustained the neder, or a husband can revoke the neder, but he has to do it that day. And it has to be either related to Inui Nefesh or the Rim Bein Ol Bein Ol. So here it's going to come out that he's going to ask whether he can he be a shliach to go to a chacham or a bezdin to have it lifted. So Tosfos to the Rush says, or maybe it wasn't the type of neder that he could do anything about. Now, even though our girsa is Havalei Nidra Lidbitu, the Tosfos is the Tosfos later on, where he quotes the Rashbam, and he says, "Let me see where it is." One second. Yeah. So if you look at the first very wide line in the Tosfos, the big, big, big fat line at the bottom, in the Tosfos, in the middle line, we're just right where it gets very wide. He says, "Lachein nira l'Rashbam the garis hacha rabina havale nidui l'debetu pershe du b'chalom b'itabo shalav l'debetin b'nei rabashi l'hatirla." So he takes it. In other words, he's got a different gear. So this gear is connected to the early thing about nidui, that his wife had a dream in which she was placed in nidui. So he had a different gear. So not that she had nidra, but nidui. So anyway, back in the Gemara, Rabina, on the second line, Rabina Havalei Nidra Levita, his wife either had a nether or that she had a dream where she was placed in Nidui. Atla coming to Ravashi, he, Rabina, went for Ravashi. And we know Rabina and Ravashi were the Masadri Gemara. Says, Amarle, Baal Mashi, a Shliach Lacharata Ishto. Can a man be a Shliach for his wife to present her Charata if it's a nether? But if it's Nidui, it'd be something else. Charata Ishto, like the grounds for her netter to be revoked, right? In other words, Charat could be like that she, had been in an emotional disturbed state, and then now she calmed down, like she was very angry or something. So now the question, all right, I'm running out of time. I can't get over how I'm running out of time with this. Anyway, let's look quickly in the Ran. So the fourth wide line in the Ran, that's the way he breaks it down. He's the Rambam. So the Rambam takes it that a husband is like his wife. So that's the question. Can a husband represent the wife for the Bezdin? He says, but somebody else certainly could not represent somebody before the Bezdin. The Sarishi and no Dirbifnei Amatirin. Because the person himself who made the neder has to be before the bezdin. So he saw two possible reasons are that we want the neder to be mitbayesh, embarrassed, so he won't continue making nedarim. Or in case the bezdin wants to examine the person, so you can answer questions. So maybe presumably the husband, I guess, knows the wife a little better. And mahati mucha b'shami. So he brings proofs that that's the way it is. Let's flip down. And then he says, so if you look around the 10th narrow line, Umaskinan, the Gemara concludes, Da'afilu b'baal, even with the husband, imekanfinin ilo mekanfin lo. In other words, if this bezdin already in session, he could do it. If otherwise not, Da'afagav the isho kegufo, but we kilu gabi baal elahech the mekanfin. The leniency is only when the bezdin is already in session. About the lekanfin lechachilu gabe, that he should gather a bezdin lo. Even the mechvar to the milta sheinoder atzmo. Sham, Zui Shita Ramazal. So the Rambam holds really everybody should prepare for the bezdin. In an unusual situation, we permit a husband to prepare for his wife, but nobody else to prepare for anybody else. But even the husband on the part of the wife is only if the bezdin's already in session. But to do something out of the ordinary and gather the three people together, the husband cannot represent the wife. Then, if you look later on in the Ran, five lines above where it gets wide, then we got to wrap it up. About the Tosfo Pir Shubahepe. Tosfo says, Pum Faker. He says just the opposite, that everyone could appoint somebody, but by the husband, we have the question, can he be the representative? He's upset that his wife made a neder. He says, he'll over embellish her charata, the fact situation. Umaskinan, and so the Gemara concludes the mekanfin in v'ilolo. If they're already gathered behind him, tama mishum the chimekanfe b'lili tircha b'milta. If they're already there, and he, the husband, doesn't have a lot of trouble together, everybody together, lochayshin until mosifu acharat v'ilolo. We're not afraid that he'll juice it up a little bit. Aval ilo mekanfin, but if they're not gathered, came to ikatarti chadashin nirekashin alazlo. He's upset that she's got these nedarim. He lives with her whole thing. But oh, the tarach. So then he was Torah together, Rikashinan. In other words, Rikoshesh, that, he's all upset the wives got this neder, and then he's upset that he got the bezin together, and he doesn't want to have to go through this again, and we're Rikoshesh that he's going to juice up the story. About the Inisha Karina, him lo ichbat lay, he shari, should be lo, lek lamechash. Okay, now, all right, there's more here, but I got to run, I'm running out of time. Let's see back at the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, on the second line again, so Atul Kamid Ravashi, so Rabina came for Rashi, Amalei, Baumashi, Esh Shliach Harat Ishto. can a man be his representative for his wife? So Amar Lei, so Ravashi said to him, we did this already, if the Bezin's already convened, he can represent her. Ilo, otherwise not. So Shemami Natlat. So from here, one could deduce three things. Shemami Nabal Nasa Shliach L'Charat Adishto, that a husband can represent the wife. And Ilchinami on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you know, a husband can represent his wife before the Bezin. And then and there's a special language to say, and the Bezin should also say special language. Ushmamina, now we have Lo Shari Lemishre Nidra Ba'atra Drabe, or on the other side, Lo Yali. So they're not permissible and not appropriate to be Machla Neder. In other words, the question is, why couldn't Ravina himself be Machla Neder? And it was not as a husband, but he's a Tamid Chacham. So Mumcha could be Machla Neder. So why didn't Ravina, why wasn't he Machla his own wife's Nedarim? And the Rani asks on this, but you know, a person is not allowed to, I can't get into it right now. Anyway, so from here we see it's not appropriate to be Machla Neder where your Rebbe is in the same locality. I should defer to my Rebbe. So his Rebbe was Ravashi. Ushmaninan, in addition to which we can learn, Kimakanfin Shapir Dami, that if they're gathered, it's okay. If not, not. Okay, then two other halachot where don't relate to that incident. Bishamta Afilu Ba'atra Dirabe, but to invoke, to impose excommunication, that the person is a heter, even if it's the place of his Rebbe. Biyasid Mumcha Shari Shamta, in addition to which, that an individual is a mumcha to be matir the nidui. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or send anything I did? All right, let me wrap it up, and then we'll see how we do with time. So nidui is very different. Nidui means that you're not in compliance with something that the Bezdin or this. So you usually you'd have to express to the Bezdin that like you're doing tshuva and now you're going to comply, you know, with whatever the Bezdin wants. Well, again, for the nidui, again, the person who put your nidui, it could not necessarily three, it could be even be one person, I think. Okay, so let's take it back to the Gemara. I mean, usually we say, let's say by nidarim, we say if he's a mumcha, an expert, it could be one. Otherwise, you need three. And so by the nidui, it's if it's the chacham himself, he could do it by himself. But I'm not sure exactly how this would work with three. So now, Amar Shem Bar Zvid, Amar Yitzchak Bar Tavla, Amar Chia Aricha Debei Rabbi Acha, Chia Aricha from the basement of Rabbi Acha, Amar Zer Lazar, Amar Chanina, Amar Miyasha Mishmei Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai. This goes easy when you're preparing the daf. Okay, my dichtiv, the Zarachalacham Yireshmi, Shemetz Dakab Gomer. What does it mean that it will shine for the people who fear me, like this sun filled with staka, with charity, Gomer? Il ben Adam, Shem Yirein Lo Tzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, is like, who are the Yireshmi? The people who are choshesh, not to say Shem Shem Levatala. Shemesh Dakab Marpei, Amar Bay Shemamina, Chargid Yom Amasei. So they'll get Shemesh Dakab Marpei, like a wonderful, you know, charitable son and a healing son. So Bai says, from here we see the Chargad Yoma Masi, like the dust of the sunlight. You know, and it's not so clear why it's dust of the sunlight, but like you see the rays of sun, that's curative. Who pleaded of Shimon Lakish. So this drasha is Mechulak on Reish Lakish. The Amar, in Gehenim Li'olam Abba, he says, there's no Gehenim Li'olam Abba. Now, the Ran says, it doesn't mean after death, it means after Tchis HaMesim. Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chamami Nartika. Hashem is going to take the sun out of its like pouch. Tzadikim Mitrapin Ba, Roshem Nidonin Ba. The Tzadikim are healed with it, and Roshem are judged with it. So I told Rabbi Leibowitz gave one shot. He says it means like this. Why don't you come over, David? As long as you're here, you'll join the Gemara with the three lines, okay? And here's the Gemara over there. Get a Gemara. No, get a Gemara and open up the Gemara, okay? So we're on page 16, 10 of the days. Okay, wonderful. Have a seat. Good. Okay, now. Okay. So we have three lines from the bottom on Chedamah Beis. So one shot is that means like the sunlight. It means that it's like your actions will be clear, like the sun. It was everything you did. So in other words, the Shemesh comes out. I see who's a tzaddik, who's a rasha, because now your whole account is clear. That's one way to learn. Another way to learn is that the sun, the way the Marsha says, the sun impacts different things differently. Like to wax, it causes to melt. And he says, like with salt, I think it causes it to like cling to one another, but the same element can cause different things different way. Or another way is that the sun has heat and light. So it means like for the tzaddik, it'll be like light, and for the rishon, it'll be heat. But with the same element, you know, can impact it differently. Shinemar, on the second one line downstairs, Shinemar b'zar chalachem yirei shemi shemesh v'gomer. Below od el shimid animba, they delight in it. Shinemar v'yitzatem u'fishtem b'eglemar b'eg. You'll go out, and what's u'fishtem? You'll, one second. What is he saying? He says, you'll go out and flourish like calves fattened in the stall. Okay. Shinemar, yes, temush tem ke glamar bank, or shimni donin bother, shum a judgment, shinemar, ni yom baba, where can we go mare? Day comes like burning like fire. So, I'll tell you something else that, but the thing, yeah. So, this is something that Reb Sarfati said once, but he said, he was quoting, I think, from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. He said that, like Gan Eden and Gehenna are the same thing. Like, it's just like you have shtender there. So, like the people who spent their life learning, that's like Gan Eden. I'm happy. I have my understanding with my Gemara. So, for the Tzaddikim, that's Gan Eden. For the Rishayim, it's like that's Gehenna. Like, what am I going to do with this? You know, nothing to do with that whole thing. Okay. Now, all right. Okay. Now, let me do a little bit more, and then we'll take it away with this. Now, all right. All right, let me do a little piece about the dreams, and then I think that'll be it for tonight, okay? Now, earlier we mentioned that, let's leave the Gemara open. Now, we mentioned about the Chalamot. So, the question is, we said that if a person sees that he's excommunicated a Canaan in a dream, so he should get 10 people together to lift the excommunication. So, the question is, when do I have to give Chashivas to what's in a dream and when not? So, there are different Gemaras that seem to contradict one another. In our Gemara, it says, Niduba Chalom, Tzarich HaSar Ben Adam Latirlo. But on the other hand, the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin says that there was an incident with a person whose father passed away, and they knew that he left a pile of money, but they didn't know where the money was. So in the dream, the father appeared to him, and he said to him, here's the money, it's listed in this location, and you should know that it's Mas Yersheni, and it's not Chulin. So the Gemara says that person, the son, and he found the money there. So the Gemara says the son can use the money for whatever he wants. He says, what's in the dream doesn't mean anything, even though in that dream there was like told him where the money was and found the money, but like the status is not malin lomorid. So the Tashbait says like this. He has the Shita. He says that now there's another mamra in Brachot. It says, Rabbah says, that there are chalamot that come through malach and some that come from shadim. With chalamot have like almost like an element of nevuah, some chalamot, and the chalamot are just like, you know, not nonsense. So we don't know what wish where the dream's coming from. So the Gabi Surim, the Tashbait says, we should be mafmir like any safek isur. So if it's a safek isura, I have to be mafmir. So here, with the nidui, it's a sapik isura, because I'm not allowed to speak to people, that's an isur. But by the mamon, he says that's sapik in the status of the mamon. The mamon has a chazaka, so dini mamon is koveya, and I'm not going to be mounted in the mamon misapik. Okay, so that's the one mahalach. Then, conversely though, he quotes from Shmuel Landau, he's the son of the note of Yehuda. He writes in Shiva Tzion that he says most of the dreams are not malinam ori, nothing, but miuta de miuta. He says, hamiut miuta de miuta, the minor, like the small fraction, are horavo damanashmayim, or a message manashmayim. So therefore, he's koveya that even chalamot that have an Easter in them are not malinam ori, his most chalamot are sheker. He says, but in our sugya, which says that he dreamt that niduhu, that we have to be choshesh that maybe sakana is coming to him, and if we're sakana, we're choshesh for miut. So here, if you look on Kedem and Aleph, that was in the, was it in the Rad or in the Tosfos? He says, one second. Yeah. Well, he says, no, not even in the Surin. There was somebody said, all right, 1 second. Anyway, I can't, yeah. So if you look in the Tosfos, he says, 6 lines at the bottom, So in other words, like you have to be afraid, like some punishment. So that's what he wants to say. If I'm seeing nidui, then I gotta get shaken up. So now we have two approaches. So by every dream, should we say it's like Sapik Emet, Sapik Sheker, or 90% of the dreams are Sheker and just like 1% the other way? Now, he says here, he quotes from the Ritva, he says, even though when it feels like emotionally charged by the dream, in terms of himself, he should be choshesh. If it's something that causes him fear, then he should worry about it. That's badai, like a notice from a shemayim, that he should look through his actions to do tshuva. And that's what the Ritva is saying. That's why Nishay Duba Chalom Yilet Asar Biaturlo says, that's a harem and a shemayim that did this tarot. He did some, you know, hiddenly, and he's deserving of nidui, or he did a bera kamuro, it's not as well shemayim, and he's trying to get the act together. From the Ritva comes out that there's no obligation on Fialacha to do it, and that seems also to be the opinion of the Balei Tosfot. But from the Rashba, it's Mucha, he takes the first approach that every dream were Mesupak, whether it's MS or Sheker, because he's more than if a person, when we saw this in the Ran, if a person took a neder in his dream, needs hatar the nidro. So he holds that hataras nidui isn't just from the sakana, because otherwise he wouldn't say that the kalam needs to do a hatara. In other words, he's saying like it has like a little bit more force and effect. Okay, let me do one more minute with this. Now the Ran is cholik with him and so forth. Now he says here. One second. Yeah, so he says, so the Nachmanini wants to say is like this. There's this issue which we touched on. If a person sees that he's been placed in Nidui, should he comport himself like somebody who's been placed in Nidui? So if I say it's just a chashash sakana or something like that, so I have to worry about it. But if I'm afraid that they're showing him a Mudo Shemayim, then I do have to do it this way. Now, what's interesting, he said, the Maritz Chaya says, that if in the dream certain pratim and simanim are clearly given to him, then he has to be choshesh for it. That's only a little bit of it. Okay, I got to call it. Let me end the recording 1 second.